do hope Master is doing well. He's been gone for nearly 3 days now. Despite my duty as his head maid, I still worry he's overworking himself. Perhaps I could request a letter to be sent to him. No, that's certainly not necessary. For now, I think I should distract myself and continue cleaning. I cannot let this impede my work. Master is relying on me.
Oh, Victoria! How are you doing this morning?
And then there's her. Good morning, Sophia. I am doing quite well. I take it you've completed the task I'd assigned to you?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say that's the case. I actually just got bored doing the same thing over and over again. It's so monotonous, you know? So, I decided to pay my favorite coworker a visit instead.
I'm your only colleague in the manor, Sophia.
Exactly! And I wouldn't have it any other way!
Sophia, as I've mentioned before, I would like you to at least attempt to practice proper speech during your time here. I believe I have taken enough time to stress that to you, have I not?
You're still so uptight, Victoria. It's been nearly a month since I've started working here, and there hasn't been any issues. Master doesn't even mind me talking like this. So what's the problem?
Just forget it. Putting aside your behavior, did I understand you correctly earlier? You only came here due to being bored with the schedule I provided for you?
That's correct.
And what exactly did you expect me to do to entertain you? If you haven't noticed, I still have yet to attend to Master's bedroom. I cannot allow the manor to fall to shambles, simply to entertain my own needs.
And here I thought you'd actually loosen up a bit after all this time. I really didn't expect you to keep that prissy attitude, especially after I showed Master what he could have if he chose me over you.
Come again?
Oh, that got your attention. How interesting. I'm sure you heard me, but if you didn't, I don't mind repeating myself. I said, I could show Master a much better time if he chose me to be his head maid.
If your only intention is to be a loquacious bimbo, then you certainly are excelling. Although, I recall Master hiring a maid, not an idiotic swine.
What did you just call me?
My, where have my manners gone? Perhaps I failed to get my message across. Here, allow me to say it once more. I recall Master hiring a maid, not an idiotic, loquacious bimbo like you.
You really get on my nerves. You know that, Victoria?
I'm glad the feeling is mutual. I certainly can't say I enjoy having you as a colleague. Master?
Wow! Look who's returned early! Welcome back, my master.
Sophia, as I mentioned before, you mustn't be acting this way around Master. Kindly unhand him.
Master, did you know Victoria insulted me earlier? It really hurt my feelings. That's right, Master. She called me a bimbo. Can you believe that? I'm trying my best here as a maid, and she...
Master, I see. Well, it is true that I spoke out against Sophia, but it was for good reason. If you'd allow me, I can explain. Right. Yes, Master. Sophia, I do apologize for my misconduct earlier. If you'd allow it, I would like a chance to retrace our steps and start over.
Well, If you're apologizing, why don't you get on your knees and properly say it?
Pardon me?
Master! You mustn't toss me around like that! Unless you'd like to take responsibility for it later. Master, I have been doing what Victoria asks of me. Master, do you realize how much work she assigns to me each day? Fine. So what if I didn't finish all my tasks? It's not like you dislike me, right, Master? If that were the case, you'd have me kicked off the property long before this. So tell me, Master, if you really feel I'm such a failure as a maid, then why do you keep me around?
Sophia, I'd advise you not to patronize our master. My apologies, Master. Feel free to continue.
So that's it, huh? You take pity on me, don't you? You're a really kind person, aren't you, Master? Even knowing my extensive track record, you still hired me and brought me along to your manor. Not only that, but you also gave me the pleasure of working with Victoria. Despite how much we argue, I do admire her as a maid. She's the definition of perfection, isn't she?
Huh? And what leads you to believe I accept those words as true? You've done nothing but bombard me when Master's away.
I do admire you, although I absolutely despise how perfect you are. No matter how much time I put into being the perfect maid, you always outclass me in every way.
This isn't a competition. Certainly you aren't that childish. We are both here to serve our master. Nothing more, nothing less. An idea. You want us to get along? But Master, we haven't been able to do that in the last month. What makes you believe we can achieve that feat now?
Oh! You're saying for a few weeks' time, Victoria and I should take a vacation? That sounds wonderful, doesn't it, Victoria?
Oh, any retorts? I don't have any at the moment. I do want to ask, will you be joining us as well? I see. Well, in that case, I will humbly accept your offer. It has been quite some time since I was placed on leave for recreation. Regardless of the circumstances, I do appreciate it, Master.
Eh? What was that, Master? Ah, right. Victoria?
Yes?
I also apologize for my behavior these last few weeks. I know it'll take a long time for me to be a maid of your stature. I hope we can get along more in the future and look past these last months of mishaps.
I agree. I hope one day we can both work alongside one another without issue.
So then, my master, what should we do with the rest of our day? Oh? You'd like to speak with me privately? Okay!
Oh, you mustn't apologize on behalf of Sophia's behavior. The fault doesn't fall upon your shoulders, Master. So please, do not worry yourself on the matters of your maids. That's right. I care deeply about you and the manor. Because of this, I don't have any retort with speaking privately with her.
No problems here, Master. Why don't we get going, then? I'll be waiting, Master. Master, I'm glad you could make it. You know, you shouldn't keep a girl waiting like this. She'll get lonely. And when a girl gets lonely, well, She'll start craving certain things even more. Oh? What do I mean? Surely you're not that oblivious, Master. Even if you are, I don't mind playing with someone who's new to all this. She's not here right now. And besides, I've shown you before how talented I am in other areas besides cleaning. Then again, I could easily clean up any mess you made for me, my master. Don't play innocent. I know you called private time with me just to get me alone. Master, if you wanted me alone like this, you could have simply ordered me to do so. I wouldn't have resisted one bit. So you really wanted to just berate me on my behavior, huh? You know, you'd be so much more attractive if you actually dropped that prissy boy act you always have on. You and Victoria both need to learn to live a little. It must be exhausting being that prim and proper all the time. I realize that, Master. But I bet you have urges of your own too, right? I know for certain Victoria isn't satisfying you enough either. Don't play dumb with me, Master. The last time I kissed you, I could feel how eager you were to deepen our kiss. Even if Victoria didn't notice, I certainly did. So you already knew. Well, I guess that shouldn't come as a surprise, considering I've worked with other lords close to your family. Then again, I haven't been as intrigued with someone as I have been with you. Do tell me, Master. What exactly have you heard about me? Wow. I didn't think you were that familiar with me. To think, Master hired me knowing how extensive my track record is. Why don't you be honest with me, Master? Why don't you tell me the real reason why you let this helpless maid into your manor? Oh, I see. So you want to help tame me, is that it, Master? Didn't you just say you'd like to properly train me as a maid? You want to break the bad habits I developed over the years? To me, that sounds like you'd be quite forceful when teaching me how to be a good maid for you. You never know, Master. I could always be your good little girl, too. Don't run away from me, Master. Like you said, why don't you tame me? Give me a reason to obey you, my master. Come on, Master. No one else is around. So why don't you tame this disobedient maid? It tastes really good, Master. That's right, Master. I did say you taste really fucking good. So what's it gonna be, Master? Do you want me to show you just how skilled I am? Oh, I know, Master. I want you to tame me and put me in my place. I've always been the one to seduce other lords before you. But I feel like you can finally tame and quell my urges, my master. That's it. Give in.
I thought I'd find you in a situation like this. And here I thought I could leave you alone with Master.
Oh my. It seems we can all have a little fun together.
Honestly, I'm truly appalled by you, Master. I wouldn't take you as a man who would be so easily swooned by a siren like her. Master, with all due respect, you've given her much leniency. You need to be stern with her. She won't listen if you're not heavy-handed.
Oh my. Why don't you be rough with me?
If you so desperately want to fight for Master's affection, then allow me to make my point clear. Master is fond of me, and me alone, Sophia.
Oh my! Victoria, you misunderstand me. I'd love to have you both, not only Master. Why don't I remind you of how much you enjoyed your first time with me? Yeah? Look, Victoria. Master's grabbed me from behind, and I can feel him rubbing against my backside. You feel so big, Master. Oh, I know you must love rubbing against such a small, innocent maid like me, right? Here, why don't I give you a show while you pleasure yourself, my master? Let me partake in your lips again, Victoria.
Master, don't leave me unattended. I beg you.
As much as I love feeling how big you're getting for me, I think you should give her some attention, too.
Master? Master, you mustn't.
Aw, don't be so shy, Victoria. I just felt it myself. Master's quite big, isn't he? Then again, you already know how big he is, don't you?
How do you...
It's obvious. I know you and Master have a lot of fun without me. So, why not give me a piece of the fun, too?
Master! Yes, Master. I am loyal to you.
What a good girl, Victoria. I think she's had enough now, Master. Why don't you let us service you now? Bigger than any other masters I've been with before.
Skank!
Aw, you shouldn't belittle your fellow colleague, Victoria. Besides, I'm sure if you're the only one Master's sleeping with, I could show him pleasure he's never going to feel with you.
Why don't you let Master decide? Surely he will let you know how much I satisfy him. Master?
Master's cock so big.
Hey! Focus on me, Master.
I doubt you'll fit in my mouth, Master. You're so big.
Master, allow me to join her. I want to, Master. So rough. Let me suck on him too, Sophia.
I'd love to see you suck on him. Come and join me, Victoria. But first... Wrap your lips around him.
Master!
Victoria, lick Master with me.
Okay. Did you have a stop? Fuck.
So hot. You want me to kiss you while Victoria sucks you off? I'm hurt, Master. Do you prefer her mouth over mine? I suppose I can overlook it. Now, come here, Master.
Yes, Master.
Such a big toy from your mates, isn't it? Look at Victoria. How quickly you get her on your knees jerking you off. I bet you love it, don't you? You're so naughty. And I'd love to be fucked by a cock as big as yours.
Master, you're throbbing so much.
You're close, aren't you? What do you want your mates to do for you, Master? Clean you up? Of course. Isn't it a maid's duty to tidy up for our master? Cover us, Master. Cover us in your cum.
Master.
Uh-huh. She's so addicted to you. Sucking on your cock makes me want to completely submit to you. Yeah? You love that, don't you, Master?
Master. I suppose Sophia and I could pleasure you further, if you'd like. Ask properly, Master, but in front of Sophia? Very well, Master. Please breed me tonight. I want you to stuff your loyal slut full of your cum.
What a good girl. Well then, Master. Shall we continue?